Today's reading begins in Acts chapter 7, verse 54. Acts 7, verse 54. Now when they heard these things, they were enraged, and they ground their teeth at him. But he, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. But they cried out with a loud voice, and stopped their ears, and rushed together at him. Then they cast him out of the city, and stoned him. Then the witnesses laid down their garments at the feet of a young man named Saul. And as they were stoning Stephen, he called out, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And falling to his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. And when they had said this, he fell asleep. And Saul approved of his execution. And there arose on that day a great persecution against the church in Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Devout men buried Stephen and made great lamentation over him. But Saul was ravaging the church, and entering house after house, he dragged off men and women and committed them to prison. Now those who were scattered went about preaching the word. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed to them the Christ. And the crowds with one accord paid attention to what was being said by Philip when they heard him and saw the signs that he did. For unclean spirits, crying out with a loud voice, came out of many who had them, and many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was much joy in that city. Our reading today is pretty short. It just concludes the story that we had read yesterday. And remember that Stephen had made this lengthy speech in front of the high priest and others. This speech in which he had gone over things that they would have agreed with, they would have known, and they would have understood. It was their history, going all the way back to speaking of Abraham, and then the slavery in Egypt, as well as the Exodus. But by the time he got to the end of that speech, it was no longer something they could agree with, but something they were offended by. He grouped them together with those of their ancestors that abused those that came to speak the word of God. And so he said in verse 51, You stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit as your fathers did, so do you. He was speaking the truth, but he was definitely telling them what they needed to hear, that they were no different than their fathers. And he says, which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? So the past history was they resisted all the prophets, which means they resisted the word of God. And here they are in New Testament times, Stephen preaching Christ crucified and Christ as Savior, and they resist him too. And he says, this is the way you've always been. So your fathers were, and you are as well. So that's where we picked up today when it says, when they heard these things, they were enraged and they ground their teeth at him. They had reached this tipping point. And then it says that Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And what does he do? He describes it. He tells them, I see the heavens opened. I see the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. And this was the point in which they went over the edge, they rushed at him, they cast him out of the city, and they stoned him. Simply because he brought the word of God, and he was given a glorious vision to see into heaven. You don't see him, though, recanting what he said in order to get out of being stoned. You don't see him pleading for them not to do this. You see him accepting this, asking for the Lord to receive his spirit, and saying, do not hold this sin against them. Well, there was an individual that was present at this, whose name was Saul. They had laid their garments at his feet, and it says that Saul approved of his execution, which means that he had some level of authority in the situation. And this is where the persecution of the church really begins. It says there arose on that day a great persecution against the church in Jerusalem, and they were scattered. They began to spread out because of this persecution. Now, this ends up being something good because the church is then spread into new areas as these disciples went about not trying to hide, not trying to keep their peace, but still telling others about Christ. But it states that Saul was then ravaging the church, entering house after house, dragging off men and women and committing them to prison. It is at this point that we are introduced also to Philip. Philip goes preaching the word. He goes to Samaria. He proclaims Christ. The crowds paid attention. They heard him. They saw the signs that he did. And there was much joy as they listened to these things from Philip. So Stephen is killed. There's great mourning over this. The persecution arises. There is the scattering and the preaching of the word in new areas. And we are introduced to two more very important people in this chain of events that is the first century church. We read of Saul, who we know becomes Paul the Apostle, and we read of Philip. And so we'll read more about them in our next reading. For now, please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.